I'm Mike McCurdy. Stories continue to mount about Trump administration efforts to deny entry of foreign nationals into this country. But Illinois State University President Larry Dietz says that's not yet had a big impact on the size of the contingent of foreign national students. In this interview with GLT's Charlie Schlenker, Dietz says this comes at a time when ISU is trying to increase its count of international students.
Of the countries that have been named, we haven't been doing a lot of work in those countries anyway, and so we really have not seen an impact on that other than increasing some anxiety of some students who are here and wondering about going home and those kinds of things. But overall, we are only at 2% of our entire population are from other countries, so our numbers are very small, and we don't have a desire to get up anywhere around, some other sister institutions that have, very high percentages or higher percentages than we do. So we're going to be, again, doing kind of a steady Eddie approach to this. And so students that we've talked to, they still want to come to the United States. They still want to pursue an education here. An education from the U.S. is highly valued, and I don't think that we're having the kind of issues that some other places do.
Is the general climate, though, of the administration's policy toward immigrants causing some of the students to say, I would like a U.S. education, but if I'm looking for that to turn into a job, perhaps I should look at Europe instead?
Well, there's always been a dynamic issue with international students. The UK has been very aggressive as a country for international students. Australia and New Zealand have also been very aggressive. But I would say that the quality issue for the United States is really a very positive one, and that our reputation in both undergraduate and particularly in graduate higher education has been one that people from all over the world hope that they can have access to and get a degree in, and that will help them in the job market. So I would say, we've got to continue to work to counter the mystique out there that we're still not a welcoming country, and we are welcoming institutions within the United States, and I think that's the most important part.
On the international student recruitment front, you recently made a trip to China. What did that result in?
Well, it was a very focused trip. We went to two institutions. One was Southwest University in Chongqing. I'd never been there before. It's the largest city in all of China, which is really saying something. They have 32 million people in that city, and Southwest University has a lot in common with Illinois State University, and they've already committed to sending a number of faculty members here for, matter of fact, starting next month, who will be here for a while, working with our faculty across a number of disciplines. And so we're excited about that. The other institution that we visited was Tsinghua University in Shanghai. And they have an interest in what we will call a 2+2, which generally oftentimes means that students will spend a couple of years at the institution in China, come here and wrap up degrees here in the remaining 2 years. So they have a number of students that are interested, particularly in the College of Fine Arts, and that number is expanding to some of our other colleges as well. And so they're interested in them having an international experience, and that international experience at Illinois State. So it's very fruitful, and we're looking forward to working with those two institutions in the future.
How many kids do you think you'll get out of that agreement?
The initial conversation is 100. And again, that will be about 20 a year for several years as a ramp up to about 100.
And put that in scale with the other international population on campus now, would you?
Well, we're working on the other international populations too. So we, China obviously is the most populous country in the world. But our international program is going to be diverse, and we will have more Chinese in that program, but we're also going to have students from other parts of the world too. I just met this last week with folks that are coming in from Panama, and so we're looking really at all the continents, not just one.
ISU President Larry Dietz spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. Dietz says he's also relieved a proposal to tax graduate student tuition waivers has not made it into the final version of the GOP tax bill Congress will vote on later this week. Dietz says the next legislative threat to colleges and universities is pending in the reauthorization of the Higher Education Act. He says there's a proposal to change the interest deferment on student loans, Currently, interest rates are deferred until graduation. Dietz says charging interest while a student is still in school would hurt the ability of students to afford an education. You're listening to Sound Ideas.